Talk to me a little bit about writing this. Are you the type of writer that, will let your actors improv and do things like that?
Well, I think Emma is was more so in charge of that. We when we wrote the script, we were lucky enough to work with a screenwriter because Clara and I weren't really familiar in that world of screenwriting yet at that time. So we really just sat around my kitchen table in LA during COVID for a couple of weeks and tried to figure out what the story was, what this ensemble cast was, and what sort of characters we needed to introduce in order to balance it all out. And so it was a big puzzle and a big well, writing process. They all are puzzles in a way. But then it was important to find for us the right director that not only interpreted the script in the right way in an interesting way, but that also was willing and able to explore all these side characters as much as the two main ones. So if Emma did allow a lot of improv, but also freedom for people to bring, their own interpretation and takes on all of this stuff. She's a very collaborative director and she's not singular at all in her approach. And so I think it allowed for a very, like I said, open and collaborative environment, which was important to all of us. It needed to reflect different perspectives and every step of the way of making this film. Yeah.
Talk to me about the other hat you wear as an actress, the character of Tommy. How did you approach that? And was it a difficult role for you?
It was difficult because I'd been so close to the project for a long time as a producer and having developed it from its infancy. And so I was very close to the material at that point. And I also was physically not well at that time. I was very sick during the production. And so having to be up all night for 2 nights in a row shooting this thing was not ideal, but thankfully, both Emma and Ewan and Clara and everyone else on set was very understanding and warm and welcoming of that and of me, and really allowed me to step into this character and allowed me to thrive and like give it the performance that I felt it needed to have. And they really helped in that. It wasn't like, they sort of left me to figure it out. It was, again, a very collaborative experience of both as an actor and also as a producer. There was room for everyone to be heard. And so that was really helpful. Yeah.
And out of those jobs that you do, especially on this film,
Yeah.
which one is dearest to your heart? Do you love acting? Do you love behind the camera work?
I'm an actor first. I think, yes, de no, definitely. I'm an actor first, and I think that will always be the main motivator and focus. But through making this film, I've discovered a deep love for filmmaking and producing is, I think, very difficult. I have newfound respect for all producers out there, and I think it's remarkably difficult that it doesn't stop, after the film is over. It just keeps on going. And so I think producing is difficult, but I love the writing process and the creative involvement that that gives, and I would love to keep doing that. And yes, I do like wearing more than one hat, so I like to find ways now to incorporate all of those different things into making a film. I think it's really gratifying and wonderful, and getting to put a team together of different filmmakers and helping make this film or any film, I think, is really wonderful. Yeah, and inspiring.
Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Clara. You guys are in business together. You've created a production
We
company.
are. Yes, we started as friends in New York. We met almost 10 years ago, and have similar backgrounds. We're both from Europe. She's from France. I'm from England and France. I'm from Holland, and we both have families in the business. My father's a theater actor, and hers is Ewan McGregor.
Some unknown newcomer.
Yeah, fun fact. So we connected on all of those levels very right away and sort of never let each other go after that. So we've followed each other around. We moved to LA at the same time, and then we moved back to New York. And so it's very easy for us to communicate, and we have very similar tastes and like I said, background. So it's easy for us to combine all of that and work together. And so Clara is more of the go-getter at a party. She'll walk up to someone and say, "Hey, I have a production company," and I'm sort of the awkward one in the corner. And then I'm the guy in the chair. Or the gal in the chair. I'm behind the laptop, and I'm like doing this sort of, yeah. So we outbalance each other in a really in a way that works really well. So yeah, I love working with Clara, and I hope to keep doing it for a long time. Yeah.
That's a marvelous friendship to have. Is yeah. Knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and
yeah,
and playing with those.
Definitely, yeah. I think it works really, really well. And I mean, we've stood the test of time now. We haven't found anything yet that we don't like about each other. I mean, we have, but nothing to like, yeah, not keep as, doing this rather.
As an actress, do you like live performance? Do you enjoy being on a stage?
Yeah, so I come from theater, not just from my family. I went to conservatory and I started in theater, and I do really miss that always working in film. And there's some element to it, of course. You're shooting it live, and you're having to do it, but there's not that progression to where you start somewhere and you finish somewhere and you build and you you have all these different layers to touch on. So I do really hope to return to the stage, the theater.
Yeah.
At one point in my career, I would really love that. And Clara is interested, so who knows? Maybe we'll work on a play next.
Yeah, that might be fun, you know, and exercise those muscles.
Yeah.
That haven't been exercised probably since COVID.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
In our final moments that we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Bleeding Love?
Well, I think that I hope that this movie has different themes and that there's something for everybody, whether you have a connection to the addiction trauma portion of the film, or if it's the family dynamics that, you know, I think a lot of people can resonate with in some way, whether you have a good or a bad relationship with your parents. I think there really, hopefully, is something to be had for everyone. And also, again, a lot of us filmmakers involved are from Europe, so I hope it speaks to the audiences over there as well as it does over here and in other parts of the world. But I hope that it's, you know, a reminder that family is what matters most, and as is love, and all of those familiar themes that we all need to be reminded of sometimes.
Yeah, before we go, though, I wanted to talk about two little points. One is the music in this, the score is absolutely amazing.
Thank you for saying that. I completely agree with you. I think it's wonderful. It's a Dutch musician, Raffen Aartsen, that we got to work with. First time scorer for a feature film. He's done many different kinds of music in his life. But yeah, I was so excited that we got to bring him on. And I think he adds a wonderful extra layer to this that is very much needed. Yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, you know, I don't want people to get the idea that this is just a, you know, a heavy drama, although it has those parts to it. I think the humor in this is so wonderfully done, you know, and so proper for how it's put together.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I think we wanted it to, and this is an important part of why we selected Emma. We didn't want it to be like another drama film where people are screaming at each other all the time and crying. And yes, like you said, there's a lot of that in the film, but it needed to have another element to it and another, you know, another feeling to come out of it. And that's why these side characters are a big part of the movie, and they bring something, and whatever they bring, that it all lends itself to the development of the relationship between father and daughter. So there's a reason for it, but also, yeah, there's more to life than just heartache, and it needed to be felt also. Yeah.
And hand-wringing.
Yeah.
And your portrayal of Tommy is just Just great. Just a
Thank you for saying that. Thank you so
wonderful
much.
Performance from you. I hope we get to talk again longer sometime. And
I hope so too. Yeah, I
you're
love
an
that.
amazing actress, but you're also a damn good writer and producer. So I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
time this morning.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you again soon.